Welcome back to another episode of the Darius and David Podcast, episode 112 to be exact. We back at it with a special guest, my friend Leslie from Sydney. How you doing?
I'm being blessed, brother.
Being blessed. What's up, David?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Episode 112. We really made it this far. We'll go to 2024.
It is 2024. This is the first episode, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Happy New Year, y'all. Even though we were 16 days in.
What?
At what point do y'all stop saying Happy New Year? Like, what day?
Look, this year was a struggle for me, honestly. I didn't want to say it. I'm like, y'all really happy? Is y'all really happy?
I feel like the 10th is where it should cut off. If you're still saying Happy New Year in April, something wrong with you.
Yeah, because if you ain't seen me since 2023, you just not seeing me in April. What, do we really rock like that?
Right, I don't know you. Yeah, I figured the 10th. So what's today? Today the 7th. Y'all got 3 more days. Wednesday's the cutoff.
Mm-hmm. So I'm at that point. Where I'm like, when somebody say it, I'd be like, same to you.
Speaking of holidays, if you're still eating those Christmas leftovers,
that's crazy. Help.
You're childish. Grow up.
Boy, somebody was talking about some Thanksgiving leftover. Boy. People gonna die.
That stuff should have been either thrown.
Should have been thrown out. But yeah, if you're still eating leftovers, good luck in life.
Good luck to you. See you at the funeral.
All right, so new guest, new character unlocked for the episode. You know what I'm saying?
New
for character, the show.
Character unlocked. DLC has been purchased.
Right. Hold on. It's kind of quiet. You still there? Liz?
Damn. Uh-oh. First guess for the new year.
Right. You'll be back. Well, until he reconnect, how was your new year, David?
How was my new year's? Well,
oh, there we go. You back?
Okay. Yeah, I'm back.
Good. So my New Year's was pretty fun. I just spent it with some friends, popped some fireworks. It was a good old time. Didn't light anything on fire or blow anything up, but you know, we still had a good old time. It's been a fun weekend, but you know, get ready to get back into this new year. Not eat new year, new me. Because you still the same old B. And
I had a super hangover.
I was dying. But you know, I have a lot of stuff to accomplish this year. I have to pass comps. I have to get my dissertation approved. I apply for internships. So it's gonna be a busy year, but hopefully it'll be a good one.
What, you got 2 years left, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I remember when you first started. Get a little cry. I don't know if I can do it. Boy, you're 3 years down. You're really about to be a doctor.
I'm really about to be a doctor.
It's crazy. Well, I knew you were pretty good. Surprisingly, since I was off work, I ain't do no drinking. But now that I got to start back to work, I feel like I need a drink. Funny how that works.
You gotta start letting the kids stress you out, brother.
Man, look, I just gotta make it to May.
You just gotta make it to May. That's crazy.
Once May, I'll be back at peace. But
okay. You ain't picking up no summer school
no,
teacher
then? No. I'm done with that.
You gonna do sell dope during the summer?
No, I still get paid regardless.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that? You just get fired or something?
Find out something new every day.
But we'll see. I just applied to this school to get some more information about their master's program. So we shall see what happens.
You got it. You're smart. You're diligent. Even when stuff is hard, like you say, teaching is, and you don't give up. So you got it, bro.
I appreciate it, bro. This job, bro. Oh, Lord. But yeah, trying to see what that next chapter is. What about you? What's up? How you doing? Tell the people about yourself.
Man, I'm good. I can't complain. If I complained, it wouldn't do no good. 2024 is a year of new beginnings, multiplication. I'm actually going to start finishing my engineering degree. So we can get this. We can start making these checks in 2025. But for right now, I'm just, you know, happy with what the Lord's given me so far.
Yeah, that's good. Once we, you know, be happy with what we got, then we can move on. Some people be like, oh, this ain't enough. Oh, what I'm going to do? You don't appreciate what you got. It could be worse. It could always be worse.
Mm-hmm. It could always be worse. Because you got these people out here begging in the cold. You could be one of them. You could be one of them. And it's really sad that people just be like, people just are not grateful.
Boy, our heater went out Christmas Day. Boy. That was a terrible night. I called the people immediately to go fix that. But you know, Christmas, everything was closed.
Sure was.
Boy. I went to Target, bought a little heater and everything. But we was back within 48 hours. But boy, just imagine being out there every night.
Every night. Got to sleep under a bench. Because not too far from sitting there, over there by that CVS, is the same family is out there every day with their sign. Oh, we got six kids. Anything would help.
Six kids.
I think it's a Middle Eastern family. Yeah, man, them the ones that shouldn't crash out.
You would think. But yeah, speaking of sitting there, you talked about your engineering degree. How was your experience at sitting there? Did we lose him again?
I'm back.
What is going on?
Every time my phone locks, it just shuts the audio down.
Oh yeah. I had to do that.
So, but yeah, I came from an HBCU, so it was kind of a shell shock for me seeing all these white faces. But I mean, the black populace that's in there, we all stuck together. Like, we found each other quick. Like, as soon as we got in there, and we was like, okay, where the black people at? And it seemed like we would wait around, you know, in the student center and just be like chilling and like seeing who passed through. Be like, oh, that's a black person. Let me go introduce myself. Other than that, it was a great, you know, learning experience. The academics was, I mean, up there. Dorm life, it wasn't the greatest. There was always something wrong in the dorm. The food wasn't the greatest.
The food?
Boy, I tell you, sitting there, food better than takes.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, you're right about that.
Boy.
But other than that, man, because I worked, you know, I worked for Sodexo. So I got access to some of the stuff the students didn't get. So I got you know, when I get somewhere, I got to find that workaround. Be like, man, is this what y'all, this how y'all living? I can't do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was pretty easy to find all the blacks, you know. It's like finding a fly inside a jar of milk, you know. But
it took a little longer to form a BSU. We can have a BSU. We can only have a multicultural association, multicultural student association.
I was actually BSU now.
I believe so. I believe they have one now.
For those that don't know, this Black Student Union. But that's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Who was I talking to? Was it you? No. I was talking to a lady about 2 days ago. She was talking about sitting there and how the kids are upset because all the grounds workers are black now. I'm like, dang, they was all white when I was there, but that was almost 10 years ago. So,
yeah, they only had like one black grounds worker. But hey, shit. I mean, get your money, man.
All right. But like as far as the people was cool. The work, it was all right. I just didn't enjoy being there overall. So then when I transferred up out of there, boy, I had the time it take. But
mm-hmm.
The people I met there, I still talk to them. Most of them, a few of them. Your boy had a baby. I don't hear from him too much. But
who, Cam?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that. They should post some Christmas pics.
Yeah, everybody was dressed alike. I said, look at him with his family.
Matching pajamas activated. That was the main thing. A lot of these single women was talking about this holiday season. Oh, next year I'm gonna find me somebody with some matching pajamas. I was like, ma'am, if you don't, you and your little bitty dog gone somewhere.
I saw a lot of them folks too. That's your goal, matching pajamas.
Matching pajamas.
Not a husband, not a fiance, not somebody that's not gonna cheat on you. Just the pajamas, huh? Okay. It's a real low bar. Real low.
I saw a video on Twitter that was from TikTok because that's how I operate. Where it was like two couples and they're matching pajamas and like on the couch and the couples are just interacting and it pans over to a single lady just eating her cheese and her blanket, just looking at them. And the comments were like, I bet she was one of them. Or like, why don't she just go home? And she responded, I was in my home. That's what I get from being a businesswoman all year.
Yeah, I saw that same video.
Eating cheese.
I don't know what she was eating, but
she deserved to be alone, just sitting there eating some cheese.
Yeah, she had her wine side eye. You can tell she was hot.
In her own home, too. This is people she invited to into her own home.
Exactly. That's why, and that's why single people can't be friends with married folk or people that are in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
It brings out to make you feel some type of way, Gene.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm at the point in my life where, you know, a lot of my Facebook friends, you know, people from high school, middle school, things like that. Mm-hmm. I always see like a new post of, you know, oh, we're engaged, wedding pictures. Oh, I'm having a child. I'm having twins. I always see all these new posts, and then there's just me. And I'm like, nope. But I'm like, yeah, I'm at that point in adulthood where everyone's around me is just getting married, having babies.
Hey, man, stay on your path, brother. When you become a doctor, you're going to get flooded with them.
That's gonna be wild.
Look.
That's gonna be a wild sight.
What?
David gonna have to do a 180.
He was throwing draws and all.
That's gonna be something to see now.
You gotta watch. They coming with kids. They're coming with kids because they mismanaged their 20s.
They sure are.
So I just need a good stepdaddy for little Tyquell. I'm like, it's a tough one.
They're really being for a surprise they saw him.
Not what? Little time at all.
So do you plan on staying where you are once you get your degree, or you gonna move?
No, I fully don't plan on living in Ruston anymore. I've been living here for almost 9 years. Well, going on 7, but when I leave, it'll be 9. But I'll probably go off somewhere else. I don't know where yet, but wherever life takes me, honestly. Like, I don't really have any big old plans.
Where you plan on doing your residency and stuff at?
So we have, we'll start applying. I'll start applying for internships in the fall. Mm-hmm. And that'll really determine it. But right now, like, my big spots, my big place, I'm going to look into Denver. I'm going to try to apply for a few places there, or, you know, surrounding areas.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe North Carolina. Maybe.
North Carolina is nice.
Maybe Kansas, I don't know. These are just places I've heard about, or know people who, like, live there or work there.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? I might end up in a spot in, like, New York or California or some big old place like that. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, like you said, the sky's the limit for you, honestly. Once I get my degree, I'm high-tailing it to Oklahoma. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oklahoma.
It's nice up there, bro. They're like, there's like almost a smaller Dallas.
Somebody at work says she went to Oklahoma for Christmas break. I forgot what part.
And they got, you know, Tulsa, OKC,
mm-hmm.
Broken Bow.
I think that one.
Broken Bow with all the cabins and stuff?
Yeah, cabins.
Yeah. That's probably where it was. But also, speaking of New Year's, did y'all hear a lot of shooting going on? Because, man, they were cutting up over here.
Boy, what? The people around here started at 10:52. They ain't stopped at 2 in the morning.
Right. Now, did you see the aftermath, though, after all the shooting?
No, I'll never see that.
Folks posting how, you know, people, they got 9mm bullets and stuff coming through their roof. And a whole lot of bullets went through churches.
Not the churches.
Yes, the churches.
I don't know why people still do that joke. No, yeah. Boy, they was letting them choppers sing, boy.
Just like that Sexy Red first song, 1,000 Jukes.
I only know that one song where she talk about that, you know.
Come on, see me.
Brown and whatnot.
Oh. I can't confirm or deny anything she says in her music.
I didn't even know she was pregnant. So I'm like, what? She like the Men in Black alien things.
Sure.
Not the Men in Black alien thing.
That's what she looks like. She do, but with glasses.
Mm-hmm. And lips. Yep.
And lips.
What? You know, some things don't have lips like that. Dang, she got them African American lips.
Ugh. But before we move on to this next, the current events, I really, like, now that I'm gone, I can't really say too much bad about sitting here. Because I did have fun. And then we had our little group. We used to play games, hoop a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Do various outings together. There's always something positive to do.
It wasn't always positive, you know. We used to cut up.
We gotta talk about that part.
Cut up.
We haven't revealed that yet on the podcast?
What? What are you referring to?
Are you saying that Darius Swift was a wild man?
That's crazy.
I mean, I ain't ratting, but if he wanna interject, I can corroborate some stories.
I don't recall.
Oh, if you don't recall,
I was a man of peace.
You right, but you was there. During the unpeacely times.
Mysterious foot monsters and whatnot.
You was yeah.
His phone closed, didn't it?
Probably.
All right, I'm back.
Uh-huh.
He was like, you were a peacely person, but you were also there during some unpeacely times. You was the Yaskier to my Witcher.
No, you remember y'all, not me, at that battle of the sexes.
That's somebody in the classroom. For sure.
Beefing with feminists.
I was just there to get somebody triggered. That's it.
Good times.
Good times.
Forgot about that.
Hey, remember that time I finessed that dude for $100?
I do remember that.
Man. Wild night. What a rush.
I had some fun, man. Tried moonshine at Logan's or whatever that was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whole lot of frat party action. Saw many of Asian and white kid face down on the centenary lawn.
Well, centenary did have a few Asians, didn't it?
Yeah, it was quite a few.
But anywho, so y'all heard about this Jonathan Majors nonsense?
Unfortunately.
David, are you up to speed?
You said Jonathan Majors?
Mm-hmm.
What happened? I think I may have seen a thing or two about this, but what happened?
You want to recap it or you want me to recap it?
You can do it. Feel free.
Okay, well, Jonathan Majors, a very prominent black actor. You've probably seen him in things like Lovecraft Country. He was the main protagonist in Ant-Man 3 as Kang. He was antagonist. He was the main antagonist in Creed 3 to co-star with Michael B. Jordan. And he also made his premiere in season 2 or 3 of Loki as the Timekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you know he was to
most, they fall.
Yeah, the harder that was a great movie. I love that movie. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's messed up how they did old dude though. I still can't forgive Lakeith for that.
He in a movie with Lakeith now, that little blasphemous movie they got coming out.
Yeah, was it Book of Clarence?
Yeah, boy, that's some foolishness.
Ain't it?
Anywho.
But yeah, he was dating this white woman to the dismay of a lot of black women that didn't find him attractive before he was in the Creed movie. He basically has the same origin story of Childish Gambino. As soon as he got on, that's when all the black women wanted him. But I digress. He was dating this white woman, and she seemed to be wild. You know, never seen that before. But the incident in question that actually gets him into this all this hot water is he was out, you know, eating with his woman, and on the way back they were riding like an Uber Black, and he sends someone, I don't know who, could be Megan Good, could not be Megan Good, D'Angelo song. And then his girl at the time, she looks over in his phone and sees something like, "I wish I was kissing you right now." Then, you know, any woman that sees some stuff like that, she's gonna go ballistic. So he hops out the car. After a brief argument, she hops out. He tried to throw her back in the vehicle. I guess she injures her hand or finger or something like that. And then you see all the videos of him running down the street, her chasing him. It's wild.
Man was running for his life and still got convicted.
What? With the high socks and cuff pant legs. I said, this man, slave running.
Well, yeah, apparently he was convicted on two cases of assault because he put her back in the car too forcefully and hurt her hand. And I think he was going to get 4 years, but they cut it down to 2 years. And he's supposed to go back in February for his sentencing. And Disney let him go. They fired him from Kane. Boy, for putting somebody back in the car and running for your life, you're getting 2 years in prison.
I mean, I akin his story to something like a Johnny Depp, because, you know, him and his fiance or wife, Amber Heard, she dookied on his bed, cut his thumb off, and he got dropped from Disney. And I'm like, that's crazy. And I hate recast. I really hate recast, because he did the villain role in Fantastic Beasts Justice. But then they recast him. They recast the guy from Casino Royale. And I'm like, it just threw me all the way off. It threw me off. And now they're talking about having the guy from the last iteration of Color Purple that came out. They're trying to recast him as Kane. They're in talks. And now I'm happy for the brother, but I like I said, I hate recast. And it's gonna throw me off.
Somebody says just get a white man, so we'll just forget about it. I don't know.
I might just start watching Ant-Man altogether then.
I seen they trying to push Dr. Doom quicker now since Kang gone, you know, they relatives or whatever. But yes, this is just a messed up situation. Especially Disney. Like, how y'all gonna judge after all the alleged child diddling y'all doing?
Right. Because people really forget that Iron Man was a drug addict. Iron Man used to be a drug addict. And he was found in the bed of a child high on drugs. But yet he was still Iron Man for three iterations. And all the Avenger movies. But hey, that's not my business.
He was there from 08 to 2020, 2021.
And he also did blackface. But hey.
Yeah, but you know, that was a different time.
It was. You're right.
And let's be honest, that joke kind of funny. What do you mean, you people? But yeah, he did do blackface down the list.
So we not cutting these guys any slack for being human and making mistakes. And the stuff that Jonathan Majors got accused of is their misdemeanors.
Mm-hmm.
Like he can get off with as little as a year of probation in anger management classes.
Now they got him on ABC. Boy, the way they edit this stuff, you'd think he dug somebody, grandmama up and peed on her. Tell like Jonathan Majors speaks out. What? From running down the street.
It's crazy. But you know, they got him for misdemeanor. What, a stalking or what they call it? Yeah, stalk. Something to do with stalking. I'm like, relax. He's the famous one. Let's just be 100% honest with ourselves.
And they got the testimony from the cab driver. They had to translate it, but essentially the guy said the man did nothing. He was trying to get away, and the woman kept harassing him. And they just didn't admit any of that into the court.
I mean, it's the same as with you know, the Tory Lanez situation. Like it seems like the people that, no, like Tory Lanez's bodyguard, he disappeared right before the trial. That's sad. It sounded like a setup to me, but. And now he's back talking about Megan's best friend shot her. So now he's Tory trying to fight for an appeal.
I don't know. I feel like that's different. Like, either you did it or you didn't. If it wasn't you, who was it?
You know, we come up in the no snitching culture, though.
Man, please.
So even if it wasn't you, would you tell?
Yes.
Okay, you would, of course. Of course you would.
Yeah, I would. This man finna do 15 years.
Facts.
For shooting a stallion in a hoof? Please.
Yeah, he probably didn't even do it. I don't believe he did it. But like, just like what Jonathan Majors, the charges he's charged with is not shooting Megan.
Oh.
Let me see. They're talking about Coleman Domingo. You talking about they trying to get Coleman Domingo to be the new Kane?
Yeah.
He's a smidge old, but okay.
He's got the voice for it. He got that villain voice. Cause you know he was in that last remake for Candyman.
He's been in a couple of things. He's a pretty good actor.
Yeah, he was in Fear the Walking Dead. I didn't watch
Euphoria. Anything. That's what he was on. I like Euphoria.
Euphoria was good.
Mm-hmm. So it says Majors was found guilty of two charges: misdemeanor assault in the third degree, recklessly causing physical injury, as well as harassment in the second degree, which is a violation. He was not found guilty of misdemeanor assault in the third degree with intent to cause physical injury and a misdemeanor aggravated assault in the second degree.
See? My man. Was oh, he was also in that new civil rights movie, Rustin. It's on Netflix, where he plays a homosexual civil rights leader.
Homosexual.
He played the hell out of that role. He was. I just say he played the hell out of that role.
One of the most civil rights movies.
He was the one doing the bending.
That's crazy.
I wasn't bending nobody.
That's crazy. So you the one doing the bending. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's
boy, that's a classic line right there. Oh, Tyler Perry. Speaking of Tyler Perry, Diddy and TD Jakes. David, what you know about that?
What?
P. Diddy and TD Jakes. You know who TD Jakes is?
No, I do not.
Take it away.
So he's pretty much a mega church pastor, right?
And this guy. Oh no.
Have you ever been to Wailuz?
As soon as the picture pulled up, I was like, oh.
Crazy. Well, I got a friend and Tink who defended this man every time somebody said something about mega churches. Oh, he got books. Oh, he got a TV show. Oh, he do this. Oh, he do. You couldn't say no wrong about that man. Boy, this junk that came out, I ain't heard from this dude in 2 months.
he had to read
his stuff again. But anywho, allegedly, mega church pastor, Mr. Get Ready, T.D. Jakes. Is that here?
Mr. Have you ever been swallowed?
Yeah, that was wild.
That was crazy. And he kept saying it too.
Some stuff just.
It doesn't age well.
Man. But apparently he was at these parties with P. Diddy. And he just come in, asked where the Vaseline was. So, let your imagination run wild with that one. But, according to Cat Williams, did it like the party? You got to tell him no.
Got to tell him no. Listen, take that.
Have you watched that interview?
Hmm?
Have you watched the Cat Williams Shannon Sharp interview?
Of course I did.
Man, I done watched it 6 times.
I've watched the full interview once, and I've been watching clips ever since.
I done watched the full thing 6 times, bro.
I mean,
it's too funny.
You see Ice Cube's live afterwards? Well, he was basically corroborating what he was saying. He was like, man, nigga ain't lying.
Yep. Hell, he said it tracked. LaVell Crawford just came out saying some stuff tracked. Dion Cole. So, hey, you know. Hey.
And
people who responded, they didn't say Cat was telling the story. They just responded saying he was on drugs.
Right. It was like all that tough talk. Cedric the Entertainer. Because he's gonna bust his gut. I was like, I mean... When you run into somebody and you settle a beef and then you get on a platform trying to say that man pussy, I mean, what you expect him to say?
That fool sounded a bust Cedric's stomach.
That man is wild, brother. And he says what's on his heart. He don't ever hold nothing back. That's what I respect about him.
Almost 3 hours of just pure entertainment. Kevin Hart them tried to respond yesterday during the NBA game, but it was corny.
Of course. That's Kevin Hart.
No, he got some funny moments, but that was just corny.
You talking about the moment where he let Shaq hump him on that car?
Hey, that's crazy. That ain't what I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
I did see that clip going back around, though.
That's crazy. You let a big 7'7" nigga emasculate you on television.
Real Husband Hollywood was a good show, though. Outside of that clip was wild. But the rest of it was a good show. Ludacris responded with a rap. Charleston White said he sung a jingle. I like Charleston White. You watch his stuff.
Sometimes he be going super left sometimes. And I can't get with all that. But he know who to and who not to play with, though.
Yeah.
He don't play with them real gangsters.
I because I've seen a few things here and there about what you are talking about with the Cat Williams Shannon Sharpe interview. Because I the main thing I know about it is that he, you know, he mentioned people copying jokes and then people showing examples of that. And the very first slide is from The Root. It says all the messy revelations from the Club Shay Shay interview between Cat Williams, Sharon Sharpe. And one of the first things says, maybe the biggest victim was Cedric the Entertainer. I was like, victim? don't know.
Now the stuff he said about Mark Curry and Steve Harvey. That was my first time hearing all that. I was like, wow.
Literally, Steve Harvey was the next one. It says the fact that people didn't know that Steve Harvey's thick head of hair was a wig, maybe the most shocking thing to come from all this.
I'll be honest, but I did not know until like a few years ago.
I had
ago.
A feeling because his line was way too crispy. Way too crispy. I said, it looked like a helmet. And lo and behold, it was a helmet.
That's a wig.
A helmet.
A man unit is what they call it.
Not Ludacris and the Illuminati. That's some good stuff.
I'm telling you, if you haven't seen that interview, it's gonna take over the entire month of January.
They even attention span ain't that long. It's too much for them.
If you just watch the clips, you'll get it.
TD Jakes, boy. All right, transitioning to the final topic. Unless we get sometimes we be having game nights and stuff on here, boy. You gonna have to come back.
Game nights like what?
So I got these cards. We got the pick your poison.
Mm-hmm.
We got what's the one with the chilies?
Chilies.
Of course you don't know. Hot takes.
Oh yeah.
We got hot takes. Would you rather pick your poison? I bought a new one called Kind of a Funny Story. I ain't opened it yet.
I'm the hot take king now. I'm
definitely
have to come back
for
the hot take.
Yeah, you have to come back. What else? Review movies, review music, do top 10 lists. We do all this.
Food list.
Food list, yep. If you got any stories you want to share, them be like quick snippet episodes, no more than 15 minutes. Share your story. We ask questions.
Story time,
yeah, man. Got a couple things we be trying to do around here.
Okay.
But you know, I work pretty much every day, and he. Trying to get a doctorate, so it ain't as consistent as we like. But you know, they get what we give them.
I mean, y'all made it to 112 episodes, so y'all doing something right.
You know what? You absolutely right.
That is true.
And we a lot people. Of
po- Yo, go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of podcasts don't make it that long. They get to episode 30 and then they start cooking.
That's they get true. To episode 30 and then they're like. Hey guys, this is our last episode. We have creative differences, as I say.
Creative differences. I ain't heard that in so long.
Pursuing other ventures.
That means somebody's starting the OnlyFans.
Joe Johnson wife? Wildin'.
No, what? Well, that's his fault. How you don't know? She was doing it, what, 2-3 years?
He knows. He just, you know, you gotta play the fool so you right. don't you don't look crazy.
So this is basketball player David. His wife had an OnlyFans for like 3 years. And all of a sudden he never knew and he was upset.
And 3 years. Before that she was stripping.
And before that, she was one of them stars on them type of movies.
I'm sure in his mind, he was like, oh, yeah, the ring light and the camera set up in the other room, that's just for her picture. She just, like, take pictures.
You right. Yeah.
And he's like, well, this is an interesting looking swing. I didn't know you could have swings in the house, but okay.
Oh, what's this pole, memorabilia?
Why do we have this whip? We don't have a horse.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's that's a hell of, there's still a whole lot of magnums in this drawer. I know I don't use condoms, but hey.
Why is this? Why do we have a wooden X? That's not a cross.
Moving on. So, Leslie, you know the Lord. How long you been knowing him?
All my life, but at one point, you know, I didn't act like it.
Right.
Yeah, man, I grew up in the church, bro. From people might say I was born there. But, you know, as you grow up, you got to, you know, stray off find your way back. And I did a whole lot of crazy stuff in between.
I wonder if some people would call it straying off, or would they try to like reword it as growing, I guess, learning, prodigal son and whatnot.
Yeah, for sure. Nah, I strayed off though, because I was right before college. I was real heavy in the book. Like everybody was like, "Oh, you about to be like a deacon or something or a preacher?" I laid the book down. As soon as I went off to Atlanta, it was out, was in the world, giving into my flesh every chance I could. It's crazy. It brought me through a lot of wildness, like going to jail for the first time, selling drugs, fighting, whole lot of fornication. Yeah, man.
Not the boinkin.
Not the boinkin.
Yeah, man.
You know what's crazy though? Like some people will hear you say that and they'll still choose to believe like there's not a God, or that you're not worthy of forgiveness, which we aren't. His forgiveness is just there. We don't earn it or lose it. It's just there. Some people just rather like not even try to see if it worked, you know?
Yeah, they're of that mindset that they got to get their life right before they get to Christ. So like, no. He takes you as he is, and he creates you to become something new.
It's funny you said that. Somebody told me about 2-3 days ago that they want to get baptized again, but they got to get themselves together. That is not how that works.
It's really not.
That is not. If you was together already, why would you need to be baptized?
Exactly. Because I don't understand this whole again thing. What do you mean again? You've already accepted him into your life.
That's true, too. I don't get that either. But the thought of I got to get myself together before I. What? You have any thoughts, David? I know you used to mingle with Jesus and then things happened.
Mingle with Jesus. Well, not necessarily things happen. It's just like there was like a grand old falling out, or you know, a big old reason.
I didn't say that.
Mingle with Jesus. I don't necessarily have some thoughts. I think whatever works for individuals or whatnot. Though I do agree with the point that people saying, "Oh, I got to get right before I get baptized." It's like that kind of goes against the whole point, but. Okay, go off, I guess. Like, that was the whole reason why he died on a cross, or I think that's the reason. My knowledge of that is a little rusty, but forgiveness and all that.
There you go. So how's your walk with the Lord now, Liz?
It's getting back to where it was. It's better than it's been in the last few years. It's getting back though. I mean, I'm starting to, you know, hear more things from them, letting them direct my path daily. Because there'll be times I wanna backslide. But I just know that that ain't where I wanna be again, because some blessings came in the midst of me not being right, but it was mainly trial after tribulation after trial, and I ain't for it. This shit cost me a lot of money and a lot of opportunities. Yeah. How do you feel about being with the Lord now, Darius?
Oh, pretty good. Like I actually got baptized in seminary. That was one of the biggest things.
I remember.
And, when I left there, I ended up going to Tech. And, boy, I ain't Tech D1. Is it D1 or D2? I don't know. But, I just knew I was about to be at somebody's frat house, drunker than the mud. Boy, I'm at the XA house, Chi Alpha, praying and playing video games and playing board games, boy. I get doing praying for people and going to church. Boy, that wasn't nothing about what I thought. Boy, I hear praising the Lord, telling people to be blessed, reading the Bible, honoring folks.
That's what I'm talking about.
Boy, that is not what I thought I was going to be doing down there. But it worked out though, because I still talk to most of them people. Nah, we still like go on trips and stuff together, like the whole church group thing. So the Lord led me to some good people.
He always will, man. He always will. Because let's say you were to be, you know, out here getting drunk, doing all this wild, wild stuff. You don't know where you'd be right now. You might not have a podcast. You might not be a teacher.
I might be at one of them Diddy parties.
That's an extreme.
That's somebody black couch or something.
Golly.
Man, boy, it's like 9 of us. We still go on trips. We go to sports events and all that. I'm going to invite you when we go back. We usually go to the Mavs games, the Rangers baseball games, stuff like that.
That's dope.
And it's just peaceful, man. Because, you know, everybody ain't on no foolishness. Everybody just there to have fun, love the Lord, and care about each other.
That's what's up.
So, yeah, my walk been good. Led me to some good places, some good people. I got a career that, you know, I don't really like it. I'm trying to do something else. But for the time being, I'm appreciative the way you led me, because, boy, when that pandemic happened, I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated the next week, the shutdown happened. I'm like, dang, I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, bro, I was there. I pulled up on the graduation.
Then a shutdown happened. I'm like, bro, I'm supposed to be. This is my chance to go live.
Right.
I was at the house for 3 more years.
He did it just for you. He's like, I ain't even let Darius fall off like that.
Probably. But it all worked out. Mm-hmm. Everybody stayed healthy. We ain't lose too many people. We lost some family members, of course, because COVID. But
right, right.
It wasn't as bad as it could have been. So, yeah. They stayed watching out for you, boy. Still is.
So, if you don't mind me asking, David, what do you believe?
This might sound like a, I don't know, cliche answer, but I very much a proponent of believing in myself. like in that I, you know, I can do things, and so, or at least attempting to believe in myself. Though I am like, even though I'm not like religious with any like any like deity, I do very much believe in like at least some spirituality of like nature, respecting nature, and things of that nature, things of that nature. I also, you know, believe in the idea of karma, and just being good and kind of not, I guess not being good for goodness sake, but understanding that sometimes, you know, sometimes good things happen to good people and bad things happen to bad people, but good things can happen to bad people and so on and so forth. And, you know, at least for myself, making sure the energy I give is mostly good, right? And hope I get mostly good energy back. And if I do, that's great. If I don't, then whatever. But at least I know I'm happy with what I gave out, or I'm satisfied.
I mean, so you got all the, you know, morality principles and stuff down. So yeah.
I say that's more like over in like Eastern countries, like the morality, central good for all, as opposed to like individual good and whatnot, karma and
Yeah.
all that.
The golden rule. Everybody follows the golden rule. Treat people how you want to be treated.
Yep. Or at least sure, you got some Indians. Oh, I'm gonna treat people bad, so I'm gonna be treated bad, so I'm gonna do bad stuff. Shut up. But yeah, like, as long as you have a good moral compass, go
Yeah.
from there, start there, and then see what happens. But don't just be trash. What
You got
Tabitha
a lot
Brown
of
say? Have a good day, and if you don't go messing nobody else's up.
facts.
Shout out to
Facts.
Tabitha Brown. She won an Emmy.
What, for the YouTube show?
I forgot what an Emmy was for, but she recently won it. Like December.
That's what's up. Shout out to Tabitha Brown and Chance, her husband. Shout them both out.
Chance, cool. He didn't look like a cop.
Tabitha Brown got an Emmy, wins Emmy, wins her first Child's and Family Emmy for Outstanding Host.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah. Anything else? That's all I got for y'all.
Let's see. Let's see. What else was on my mind?
Talk about engineering. So when you plan on when, where, how, if you don't mind sharing.
Oh, I'm gonna do it online, and it's their next semester. Well, they call them terms. They start it starts in on the 22nd of this month. So I got to get you know, get my financial aid and stuff together, and then do some aptitude tests, and after that, it's a go.
Get on it, because FAFSA have been tripping, boy. I've been seeing it trending on Twitter. They're not answering the phones. They're not calling people back. They're not emailing back.
Really?
Yes.
I
Like
might have
high
to do a
school
pull-up here.
graduates are boy, they panicking.
I might have to do
Because
a
the
pull-up
people
on
not
Friday.
responding.
That's crazy.
Yep.
As soon as Biden was talking about forgiving student loans, that's when they started tripping, huh?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That's wild.
I've been seeing a couple of high school kids, like on Twitter, saying how the people not answering or responding to them for FAFSA.
I can't believe this. The world, what is the
It's
world
true.
coming to?
I gotta look into that junk myself. I want to go back to school.
You don't get a
Yeah, counseling.
Okay. So, I mean, did y'all do resolutions this year? What, do you believe in resolutions?
No.
And that's for me, though. If I wanted to change, I'd have been did it.
That's wild. Me
Not
neither.
like me, just like I am.
I believe in just being a better all around person. for the upcoming year, like, you know, switching, tweaking little things, not making no super major changes. Like, hey, maybe last year I used my phone too much. I was on social media too much. I didn't eat the right things. I was like, okay, maybe I'm gonna tweak it. See how that works.
No, I like that. I like the attainable goals.
Yeah, because when people do like those big resolutions, like you a 16-year smoker, it's like I'm gonna stop smoking this year. You're setting the bar too high, buddy. Let's just cut it down.
Try not to smoke for a few days.
Go down from two packs a day to one and a half. You know, just make it. Yeah. Come on, just give yourself some room to work.
Funny enough, after New Year's, I went to the doctor. You know, your beginning of the year checkup.
No, I don't know what that is. I'm a black man.
Oh, see, well, look, I'm glad you're here. So, I went to the doctor, got my beginning of the year checkup. Everything good, blood tests, all that, check for all the stuff, the family stuff. Everything turned out good. We good. So I was letting my friends know, the same Christian group. And they was like, oh, I don't do that, blah, blah, blah. And then we got another friend who works for the hospital. He does laboratory work. Mm-hmm. He was telling them, nah, I'll go get it done. Because he's saying men and women between the ages of 20 and 30 coming in with these family diseases they didn't know about. And they getting sick and they labs is up and down and all that. So all that to say, go get checked out. All y'all out there listening, go to the doctor. You don't have insurance. Too bad. Shoes, don't pay them back. Who cares? What they going to do? If you owe them, you just owe them. Oh, well.
Yeah. At least you know you're not sick.
Right. So go get checked out. Get your labs done. Get your vitals checked. Because you don't know. People don't know who's running their family.
True.
So.
You could, a little third leg might run in your family coming out your ear. You never know.
Like,
but I was being facetious. I do go get physicals and stuff done because, you know, I have my CDL and I got to keep that stuff current.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Facetious is such a good word.
Facetious is a good word.
Mm-hmm.
All that to say, especially to the guys, because dudes do not be going to the doctor. I know that for a fact because I didn't want to go, but Facetious just go. Make sure everything cool and you good for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. They let that girl go and be like, oh, she good, I'm good. That's crazy.
Crazy. What if she pregnant? Now what?
We pregnant.
All that to say, yeah, go get checked up. Go shoot. You've been coughing for 6 months. Oh, it's just a cold. Ain't no 6 month cold.
Mm-hmm.
You got TB.
Your leg's shaking. You have a tremor. And be like, no, I'm fine. What?
Your chest get tight every third Thursday.
People, boy. Oh yeah, it's genetic. No, it ain't. You about to die.
You've had a toothache for the last 3 months.
Don't go to the dentist. Man, you know, if you don't go to the dentist, you can have a heart attack.
I never knew.
Yeah, apparently, like, if you get so much plaque buildup, that can cause a heart attack.
Yeah, that's what be in your arteries.
But dental hygiene can cause a heart attack. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Get your vision checked out, too. A lot of you blind mofos on the street.
That can lead to diabetes, yep.
Man, I was over at David Raines Park in Bossier. Not in Bossier, but over there off of Hillary Huckabee.
Mm-hmm.
This lady ran off in the ditch. I said, either your car crapped out on you or you can't see. Or a little bit of both. I say all that to say, though, get your eyes checked.
Yep, but they can detect all kind of kidney diseases. Diabetes all that in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I know this because I get the checks. Like, it'll be surprising. You start talking to these doctors, you're like, dang, all this could lead to that. They can check for this, do that. That's crazy.
I still would not let no man put his finger in my butt, but.
Yeah, I ain't going there. Hopefully by the time
my time comes, they'll have like an X-ray they can do on my butt. But you ain't finna.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I ain't going for it. Dude told me, yeah, you got about, what they say, about 18 more years. Yeah, that's about 18 more years for y'all to figure something else out.
Right. I ain't going for it.
Gonna be like, oh, soul be here. My problem ain't back there, Doc.
Be like, oh, TD Jakes.
That's crazy. Man, we have to show up.
And on that note, we want to thank y'all for listening to another exciting episode of the Dairy's Dairy Podcast. We want to thank Leslie for joining on and giving us his wise insights and providing his commentary on current events. We're much, very much appreciated. We'll have you back on.
Thank you for having me.
Thank y'all for listening. If you haven't heard, share it with your friends, share it with your old ones, share it with your loved ones, because where else could you get exciting, liberating commentary such as this? If you're listening on Spotify, Breaker, Radio Podcast, Pocket Cast, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, whatever else you listen to, share it with your friends. Leave you on Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts. Go ahead and leave us those nice comments. Nothing less will do. If you leave us a negative comment, then I hope that your January it's not great. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts, go ahead and give us those 5 stars. Kind of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars. Nothing less will do. You can follow us on Facebook at Donnell Joshua, D-O-N-N-E-L-L space J-O-S-H-U-A. Or Twitter at Dare Dave Podcast, D-A-R-D-A-V-P-O-D-C-S-T. We'll be posting on there. We have our information on there, Cash Apps, all that fun stuff. This is the first time I'm...
like TD Jakes.
It's the first time I'm doing an outro without my list, so I'm going off the cuff. But I still got it.
Well, you're doing good, boy.
But yeah, so share it with your friends. Also, you mentioned Darius, you mentioned your XA adventures in tech earlier. I just want to say one of your XA friends got married today.
Shout out to Joe, that boy just got married.
I literally just got married. So
that's what's up.
Shout out to him. Congratulations to him. Blessed be.
Shout out to Emily. Congratulations to y'all. Boy Joe put on 300 pounds. Anyway.
What?
Boy Joe was little before this pandemic. Now. Boy, he leaning back now, boy.
Damn. He still found love, man.
And he got married. Yes, sir. Blessed be.
Yes, Lord.
Anyway. Thank you, Leslie, for coming through. Thank you, David, for the outro. Y'all be safe out there. It's the new year. Treat each other better, you know. Eat better if you can. Walk a little further. Run a little faster. Love a whole lot more than you did last year.
And be careful of what parties you go to. Bye.
Peace.